for what you have for the person who just wants to get into consulting, who's never done it before, it is absolutely the easiest, fastest plan. I mean, I've spent literally over $50,000 gaining my education, and if I'd have found your stuff first, I'd have saved years and tens of thousands of dollars.
Hi, it's Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's a short recording with a new HMA consultant. His name is Jim Kanasi. You're going to hear three little calls in this recording. The first is Jim committing and deciding to become an HMA consultant. The second is a matter of 4 or 5 days later, Jim calling me back with a testimonial about how he was able to use one idea from the HMA consultant to get a potential $15,000 contract. And then third is the complete story of how he went in and used this idea and was able to secure this deal. I think you'll find it encouraging and give you a little confidence that, yes, you too can go get your first client as a marketing consultant. Enjoy.
I'm Michael. This is Jim Kanasi. I'm the one that's been emailing you back and forth. I'm actually trying to get started, but I'm not sure if you're tied up and you're emailing me. Bottom line, I'm just trying to get started. I have no problem being paid up on the HMA. I'd actually probably pay it off in 2 months anyways. I just got to wait for a bigger contract to come through, which in 2 weeks. So that being said, I'm ready to move ahead. Like I said, I'm just not sure if you're busy. Give me a call whenever you're ready. I have a variety of appointments today, 1 at 2 and at 2:30. So if you get my voicemail, go ahead and leave a message, and I'll be back with you ASAP and get you my credit card information, and we'll go from there. Thanks. Talk to you soon. Hi, Mike. This is Jim, the new consultant from Las Vegas who just purchased recently, Jim Kanasi. Hey, I got an interesting testimony for you guys already, so I will do my best to write it out for you, get it over to you as quickly as possible, but for lack of better words, I just took literally 40 minutes of one of your CD interviews, used some twists and turns with some previous background knowledge I already had to make the full sale, but I probably have locked in a $15,000 contract already. But I did get several inspirational tips, literally from only a half an hour of the audios you have on your website.
This is Michael.
It's Jim.
Okay, so you had a prospect for a design firm. What is your main business? What do you do?
Marketing consulting.
Okay, so your main thing is now marketing consulting.
Yeah, it's been that way for 7 years and part-time for 20 years.
All right, so tell me what happened with this one deal.
It came in as a referral. I'm currently working with a real estate investment company. The CEO of that company was so impressed with me, he wanted to start telling other people about me. So he told this design firm does very high-end, like $30,000 in custom doors in multi-million dollar homes. And they do all kinds of other faux painting and murals and artwork. So they just were serious about starting to expand their business. They've been in business for 4 years. Word of mouth was going well for them, and things were starting to grow. But they had just put up a website, as an example. And I have a niche to consult businesses on the website, mostly to make it a lead-capturing process. That's why they brought me in. So they typically asked me, would you come in and meet with us just to sort of talk about the possibility of what we might want to consider doing with you? They were very scared. They wanted to do something, but they weren't sure what they wanted to do. I went in knowing very, very little about them other than what the CEO told me. But I had a little bit of a background. I knew what they sold. I knew that they're high-end items, and I know the real estate industry, meaning I know developers and builders because that's what I've been working in primarily for the last 7 years. When they talked to me, the first thing I started doing is just basically asking them simple questions. Now, before I start getting into the questions I was asking them, I had just purchased the HMA system. I had just had enough time to download one MP3.
Which one?
Sam Bowman.
Okay.
And he had mentioned in his audio that he likes to do things on a handshake basis. Well, my marketing niche is I teach marketing secrets to impatient entrepreneurs. I mostly say that because I'm a very, very impatient person myself. But all the entrepreneurs I deal with, I don't typically like to have to go through paperwork and explaining things. And in fact, the reason I got out of the real estate industry is because I just hated all the paperwork and the tedious work. And I just want to get things done and get things done as fast as possible, as you're probably figuring out from the phone calls and emails that I'm getting.
I'm the same way. I can relate.
Right. So that's my niche. And I was really concerned about this customer because they gave me the impression they were a very professional organization. They got a very nice place, very nice office. But I walked in with the idea after listening to Sam's that I need to do things on a handshake basis. But what I wanted to do was take what Sam was saying on this interview. Honestly, I didn't even listen to the free audios that you had offered. When I read through all the stuff, I saw it was on the website, and for as cocky as this may sound, and I sort of wanted to sound that way on purpose, I know Dan Kennedy to the point where I'm getting bored with listening to all of his courses. Every new thing comes out, I study. Jay Abraham, same thing. Every new thing comes out, I study. I'm always open to learning. I absolutely always believe that one sentence can completely change my life. So when I saw the overwhelm on your website, I didn't even listen for the free stuff. I just went through everything that you had available and knew that I wanted to purchase. When you sent me the HMA University, all I had time to do was 45 minutes before this meeting, I happened to pop in to Sam Bowman, started listening to that, heard what he did, started to understand the system just a little bit based off of what he does with modules. And again, I didn't know what the HMA system was. Just listening to the way he presented the product and the way he presented himself gave me enough of a structure in my head that I walked in, literally just mimicked what he was saying in that interview on how he presents. And it's little subtle stuff that maybe if someone hasn't been doing consulting for a long time, maybe wouldn't have picked up on, but I heard what he was saying, and I literally presented the same way. And then I proceeded to overwhelm people the way I sort of like to do. I like to overwhelm them with so much information that they see what's possible that they sort of have to hire me to find out the rest of the story. Sort of the Joe Vitale hypnotic storytelling approach. And that's what I did with these people. And I also approached the idea of USP. That's always been my first step. What's your USP? And I work on that with people. But I did things with the handshake concept, just listening to Sam talk about structures and modules and putting things together, which is the whole HMA system. But again, I didn't even know that at the time when I purchased this.
All right, that's great.
But I took all of that in with my previous background, and these people were so overwhelmed, they literally went from going from a one-hour consultation just to sort of get a little bit of help on their website, to now they're like, how can we keep you around for a whole year? How do we pay you to keep you around so that we can do these seven different streams of income that you just found for us in a matter of 20 minutes?
And what'd you say?
And I said, well, I typically charge on percentage of gross or net. It depends on what you're making. I started to ask them. At this stage of the game, I'm 1 hour into a conversation with them. They're paying me $150 an hour. I don't go to free appointments typically unless it's like a 10-minute appointment to decide if they're going to pay me $100 to $200 or $300 an hour just to talk to them the first time. I try to charge a very high fee to screen people out. So I know they're paying me $150 for me to sit there. I haven't even talked to them about their own business, their own fees. What do they charge? What's their success rate? So I realized that since they were serious, I started asking them detailed questions. Well, what's your gross volume going to be this year predicted? It's only 3 months into the year. And when they started telling me that, I was adjusting my prices based on that. Now, typically what I do is I charge 3% of the gross income for the year, as long as they're making over $1 million a year. Now, if they're making something under that, I'm going to charge on a per-product basis. Now, part of that deal is 3% of the gross, so $30,000 for the year, is if I give them 10 hours a month. If I only give them 5 hours a month because they want to try to do a lot of things on their own, typically the person I work with wants to try to do things on their own. They're smaller companies usually. They're get-up-and-doers themselves, and I know that when I walk into them. I said, then if you want to do a lot of things on your own, instead of having me do all the copywriting and me creating a lot of stuff for you, then it's probably going to be about 5 hours a month. So it would be about 3%. In this case, it was about half, or about $15,000 for the year at 5 hours a month. And that 5 hours does not mean I have to be in their store. It can be on the phone or email.
From what I understand from the phone call, you haven't really gotten into the system yet.
I just introduced the system. I didn't even introduce the full system.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's my advice to you, and I know it's hard. I'm like you, okay? It's very difficult for me to sit down and do detailed stuff, but sometimes that detailed stuff, you got to do it. It's a discipline. It is very hard. I'm with you.
That's why I purchased your system, because it was done.
That's right. Well, I don't know if you know, maybe from listening to Sam Bowman, the USP is the first project of the HMA system. You picked up on that, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. That opportunity analysis, that's your sales pitch, and it works very well. And it's a per-project thing, but there's contingency built into it. Richard doesn't recommend doing contingency right from the beginning until you get some kind of working relationship with the guy so you know it's going to work out. You're happy working with them because a lot of things can come up. But generally, he recommends get paid for a USP, get paid for integrating the USP into the business, which is the second project, and then when you get to database, then if you like working with them, then you can do the contingency. But at least you're not married to the guy right from the beginning.
That was the other interesting thing. And I don't know if I picked it up off of Sam or I had already known that. But I'm really big on firing clients because if they don't start working with me the right way, I don't want to stay around with them. Yeah, I don't have a true contingency with them. What they told me was their predicted income based on the sales volume so far. They have to pay me in advance every month based on that income. I'm actually getting advanced fees, which continues to grow as they make more sales.
Okay, that's great.
And at the moment, if they did nothing other than make what they're predicting to make right now, it'd be $15,000. My guess is by the end of the year, they'll actually be paying me $5,000 or $6,000 a month.
That's what the HMA system is about. Look, you picked up on one great idea with Sam that was able to kind of influence your presentation, and hopefully that helped you get this deal. As you go through the training, the DVDs, as tedious as it may be, as you pick up on some of the recordings in the HMA University, you're just going to build on that. And with your consulting experience already, it's not going to be hard for you to integrate this stuff because you're already a consultant. You're just going to pick up ideas on how other people are doing it and maybe ways that you haven't thought of that will make your consulting practice better and more efficient and able to get more money and to protect yourself and to waste less time and all those things.
And that's what I've seen with the HMA system already. I did this last Thursday, and like I said, I haven't even had the package yet. The package I just opened up Monday. I've been going through the DVDs. I've been reading through the booklet while I'm at work. In the background is your voice interviewing someone all the time while I'm doing other work on the computer. I'm sort of an obsessive person when it comes to learning. Even if I'm not conscious, I'm at least subconsciously absorbing. I don't want this to sound cocky. I really have a tough time believing there's a lot more I can learn other than the small nuances and the finer things of how to make things work when it comes to an overall generic system. And I had a strange feeling that that might be what you have. It's not even close. I was so impressed with the full structure of everything that's done to give someone like me the organization. For what you have for the person who just wants to get into consulting, who's never done it before, it is absolutely the easiest, fastest plan. I mean, I've spent literally over $50,000 gaining my education, and if I'd have found your stuff first, I'd have saved years and tens of thousands of dollars.
That's great. That's what I like to hear. Good. Yeah. For more interviews like this, please go to hardtofindseminars.com.
That's why when I walked out of that appointment, I thought, you know, I took one little thing and took in a little bit of extra confidence based on knowing that I had this system coming in, knowing Sam Bowman had a certain amount of success with the way he was doing things, and gave me just enough structure to walk in that I think that's what allowed me to make the sale instead of my typical get an hour here, get an hour there sales approach where I'm always going to get a new lead.
That's good. Hey, and on that note, you know, I spoke to Sam Bowman a couple weeks ago. I talk to him every once in a while. And I'm going to do a conference call with some of the new HMA consultants, and I'm going to have Sam on as the guest.
Okay.
So if you want to be on that call, and really this will be your opportunity to really pick this guy's brain, because he's out there still doing the HMA system. You know, he's in his 70s, and he's working with clients right now, and he did it for so long, he's really got a lot of valuable experience, as you can tell from that recording. So I'll let you know on that. I told him I was going to call and set it up, and you just kind of inspire me to just go ahead and do it. I may get that set up today because there's some other new consultants that would probably benefit from that, and I'd love to do another recording with him.
Sure. Like I said, you have so much stuff available, it's almost hard where to start.
Yeah, it is, and I keep adding. I've got two new recordings coming up, a new opportunity analysis I did with a guy in the acoustical design business. It's a service business. They go in and set up homes with high-end acoustics, and then there's another one coming on sales management with a guy out of Australia I've got going up there, and I just keep adding more and more and more content just to give the HMA consultants more content to learn from and more experiences. It can be overwhelming, but like I said in my email, you know, the most important thing is hone your sales presentation. You know, you going in front and meeting with these people, that's your sales pitch. Hone it. Use parts of the opportunity analysis or use that whole opportunity analysis and benefit from that. Have you listened to any of the recordings with Dave Flannery, the guy out in Ireland?
He's actually literally the one I was downloading when you called.
Okay. You're going to love that. I keep in touch with him, and we're going to continue to do recordings. I've got three of them already.
Well, that's awesome. Again, I teach save yourself time, go make money.
All right, Jim. Well, that is a hell of a testimonial and a great story, and I'm glad you were able to take just one recording with Bowman and use it. Hopefully, you'll keep picking up things like this, and you'll do great. I'm sure you will.
So like I said, I've probably listened to 20 hours of recordings now and just going through all the stuff that's already written that I'm allowed to use. Yeah, I'm picking up huge amounts of information. Anyhow, my two major niches were real estate and chiropractic. My first marketing consulting success was doubling a chiropractor's business in 4 months.
Oh, great. Great, okay.
And then I've been doing that with real estate agents ever since. So it's just interesting picking up on some of these other people. They do so much that is similar to me, and at the same time, I'm learning so much. Your website's almost deceptive to someone who has a lot of experience because you think it's going to be the same old stuff, and it's not.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, your interviewing skills with the details that you ask are a tremendous help to someone even, like, again, who has 20 years experience.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I like to get in there and get all the answers, you know?
I mean, even to have the wisdom to ask the smallest of details. You know, wait a second, how'd you get that lead? Exactly going back to things that you've been interviewed and you glance over. But you have the ability to be wise enough to ask the questions that are allowing the complete beginner as well as the advanced person to have more of a step-by-step program.
Well, I appreciate it.
Sure.
All right, man. Well, good. Well, go to it. Call me back if you need anything. Email me, and I'll do the best I can to continue to help you out. And I appreciate your feedback. I really do.
Sure. I'll talk to you very soon.
All right, bud. Have a great day.
All right. Bye. Bye.
That's the end of my short recording with Jim Kinesey, and I hope you enjoyed it. Please make sure you listen to some of the other recordings on the site at hardtofindseminars.com. And if you're an existing HMA marketing consultant, make sure you scour the HMA University for new recordings that are being updated on a monthly basis.